Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Loud and Local. This week, it's Bobby Zor.
Well, the chase will keep you hungry.
Our Loud Local Band of the Week is Bobby Zor. You want to find out how you can get their music, just go to the BJ Mix page of KISW.com.
I hope they're Bruins fans if they're going to be called Bobby Zor.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and they have a new, a recent EP that came out, really cool EP. It's called Not, so check it out.
And if you do love bands like Bobby Zor, you're going to love Loud and Local. It's a big show we got every Sunday night here on The Rock. Starts at 8 o'clock, and it's 2 hours of solid, all-local music bands like Bobby Zor. Happy Friday, everyone.
All right.
Do something fun in the sun, since Steve said it's going to be sunny a little bit later today.
Yes.
So I'm very excited for that.
Oh, cool. I'll be inside.
Perfect. Oh, gaming?
Of course.
Yeah. Figured.
And tomorrow's going to be a good day. I'll be inside.
Gaming?
And then Sunday, I have no plans, and it'll be raining.
Well, there you go. Perfect.
Woo!
What a week. Got his weekend.
You've mapped it out perfectly.
I can't wait. So I'm going to be stuck inside.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Sean in Bellingham. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am, guys.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Prize to be named later once we get past this lockdown crap.
Get out of here. For those playing at home, Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sean, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am.
In the movie Scream, one of the cardinal rules of scary movies is to never say, I'll be what?
Right Back.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 2012 film Django Unchained?
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. In Friends, what instrument does Phoebe regularly play?
Guitar.
Yes. The first ever Academy Awards took place in what decade?
The 20s.
Yes. Who played Lestat in the movie Interview with the Vampire?
Tom Cruise.
Yes. What royal nickname was given to LeBron James?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Alec Baldwin was divorced from which Oscar-winning actress in 2001?
Gina Davis.
No.
Pass.
Peyton Manning missed the 2011 season with an injury to what body part?
His leg.
No.
His abdomen.
No.
His arm.
No. During digestion, into what do all carbohydrates other than fiber break down?
Large intestine?
No.
Stomach?
No.
Small intestine?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Not too sure how I was trying to understand that question. All carbohydrates break down?
Yeah.
You mean break down into something?
Yeah. So into what all carbohydrates break down?
The stomach actually breaks things down, so I think that's where the confusion came in. It sounds like it was a verb, but you really meant what do they become, which is a noun. I think that's why he was confused. I was confused, too. Like, what do carbohydrates break down into as opposed to what do they break down?
Yeah, the question was trying to be grammatically correct, but I could see how that can be confusing.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it'll be equally confusing for Steve.
Yes.
That's all.
Exactly, but somehow it's Steve, so
I think I know the answer you're looking for, but...
okay.
Yeah,
you understood where the question was going, so I think you probably have a better understanding than...
That's only because I know about carbs.
Oh!
Whoops. Well, hey, Steve, so give me a question not about carbs.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I love carbs.
Yeah.
Carbs are the best.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
I just want to eat all the carbs.
Do it. In the movie Scream, one of the cardinal rules of scary movies is to never say, I'll be what?
Back?
No.
I'll be there?
No.
I'll be your man.
No. Who played the title character in the 2012 film Django Unchained?
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. In Friends, what instrument does Phoebe regularly play?
A smelly cat.
No.
Guitar.
Yes. The first ever Academy Awards took place in what decade?
The 1920s.
Yes. Who played Lestat in the movie Interview with the Vampire?
I don't know the movie. I know Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
What royal nickname was given to LeBron James?
What?
What royal nickname?
King James.
Yes. Alec Baldwin was divorced from which Oscar-winning actress in 2001?
Nicole Kidman?
No.
Kim Basinger?
Yes.
Yes.
Peyton Manning missed the 2011 season with an injury to what body part?
His dong.
No.
Yeah. Neck.
Yes.
Yep.
During digestion, into what do all carbohydrates other than fiber break down?
What? Sugar?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-5.
Oh, sorry, Sean.
See, I told you Steve would figure that out.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, buddy. There goes Sean. He's done. It's over.
See, Steve understood the question, so now I feel better about myself.
He did say to what? I mean, he actually finished it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, you kind of.
Really, well, I mean, when you try to be grammatically correct when you're not the smartest person in the room.
You know what? I finally agree with everything you just said there.
Yeah.
I do. I totally do.
You were really close with the first one, but I couldn't give it to you.
Who was the first one?
The cardinal rules of scary movies is I'll be right back.
Yeah, not I'll
be
back.
Right back.
That's Arnold's line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be back as a Terminator.
And Arnold came back. See, that's why he didn't break a cardinal rule, because he didn't say, I'll be right back.
Yeah, if you say, I'll be right back, you're not going to be right
back. I'm not even sure if I've ever really seen... I think I've seen parts of scary movies. Is that the parody one?
Yeah, yes. The parodies are scary movies.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because originally the movie Scream was going to be called Scary Movie.
Got you.
But then they changed it to Scream. And
I lose track which one's Scream and which one's Scary Movie. Like, what stars are in which?
Drew Barrymore's in Scream. Anna Faris is in Scary Movies.
Gotcha.
So there you go. So it's a blonde white girl.
And who was in the I Know What You Did Last Summer? Was that Courtney
Jennifer
Cox?
Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
And also, that's who it was.
And Buffy.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Wasn't Charlie Sheen's girl in that too?
In one of the later ones, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can't remember.
Denise Richards.
Yes, Denise Richards.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was in one of those.
And Courtney Cox was in Scream.
Yes, she was. Yeah, because she was the news reporter, Gail Weathers.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, look at you, know her name.
Well, yeah. Scream is one of my favorite horror movies.
Nice.
Yeah. Lower slasher, whatever.
Drag Me to Hell is one of my favorite.
Oh, that's a really good one, too.
That's a great
underrated
movie. Totally, yeah. You're absolutely right, Steve. Drag Me to Hell by Sam Raimi. If you haven't seen it and you like horror movies, it's funny. It's horrifying.
And if you love, like, Army of Darkness, which has that horror comedy kind of ridiculousness to this, that is what Drag Me to Hell has. Just a little more vomiting in it.
And with a better budget.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit more money, too. Mm-hmm. So Sam could actually make a really, really good movie.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Guess what? You're getting something. Guess what it is? Because we don't know. Yeah. But yeah, caller 8, congratulations. 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations to caller number 8. All right, so you may be loving shows on Netflix to the point where you go, wow, what do you mean it's canceled? And a lot of times you go, all right, probably because the critics ruined it. No, you can't blame the critics because a lot of the shows that Netflix cancels have actually been reviewed greatly by critics, considered amazing shows.
Whenever I see something get canceled by Netflix and then, you know, like The Floor is Lava is still on, it blows my mind. Like what constitutes, I guess it's more of a financial thing. Like, is it worth the amount of money to put into a show to keep it going? And also probably the number of people streaming it. But some of the shows that they have on Netflix that are still going on, I'm like, how is this even on Netflix? Like, a lot of their cooking ones and baking ones are terrible, except for Nailed It. Yeah. Nailed It's awesome.
It's an interesting thing because I know that in British television, they don't like to beat a dead horse. They will tell you a story and it will be done. You might get 2 to 3 seasons at most, and those will be like 6 to maybe 10 episode seasons, and they're done. You'll beg them. They'll be like, hey, would you please do another season? Like, no, we're done. We finished it.
Leave you wanting more.
Yeah, and so that could be part of it. It could be that Netflix is just like, guess what? We've had 4 seasons of Ozark. That's enough. And, Rev, I don't know if you've watched the 4th season. I have not. Did they wrap up the storyline?
The 4th season hasn't started yet. So we've just gotten to the end of the 3rd season, which ended on with a huge revelation.
Yes, I wish they would not. So now I'm a little confused by this, because that makes sense why Dead to Me has been canceled, because I thought that only had 2 seasons.
Yeah, and they have canceled Ozark. They're going to have a 4th season that's going to be broken into 2 parts, much like Breaking Bad was.
Okay.
So I'm very much expecting and excited for that one when it comes out probably next year.
See, when you say canceled, to me it means it was a surprise. They didn't know. Whereas I think some of these shows, maybe they just decided we're only going to give you 4 seasons and that's it. I know that they had the OA, and I'm really bummed because the way that ended, it was a nice ending.
Yeah.
I could see that being the ending of that series. But
the
hell, you know,
the OA.
It's a show. I mean, you
hate it.
You would really hate it.
It's a very slow moving show.
And it's so confusing.
Very confusing about, in a way, some sort of pseudo spirituality and weirdness and supernatural
other dimensions
stuff.
And time travel.
I thought it was a show about Henry Winkler having happy moments.
Oh, hey.
I want it to be now.
Broke PJ.
I can't tell if he's mad or if you broke his
Oh, no,
screen.
I'm mad.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I disrespect your incredible
really
show?
Did.
Yeah, you know what? We just do not need that kind of juvenile humor talking about a great show like those.
My bad.
Thank you.
Oh.
And by the way, I love that you went with Henry Winkler and the Fonz as your way to do a joke.
I was struggling.
That's all you had.
Who else is known for going, hey?
Nobody. There's really...
Well, you know what? For people over 40, they enjoyed that. Or at least rolled their eyes.
Good for you, buddy.
And Danny.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
All right.
Well, good,
so
Danny.
It works for millennials, too.
That's great. You guys, you know what? You guys are just great.
Oh.
The Fonz.
Hey.
Yeah, see, the Fonz is timeless.
All right,
okay. What about Ozark? You got anything for Ozark?
No.
Ozark. I mean, what is that? Is that Fonzie boarding Noah's Ark? What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's actually pretty good.
See, good work.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, please don't praise me.
Oh,
okay. Good job with bad jokes.
I don't think you idiots really should praise me. So Luke Cage, Marvel's Luke Cage, got canceled after 2 seasons.
I like those 2 seasons.
They were all right.
They weren't the greatest.
Everybody who talked about that show being like the greatest thing, like, hey, it's a little slow, but it's incredible. And then it went like how quickly people turned on it. Then it became a pile.
Yeah, I feel like the second season, like, it was just mirroring a lot of the first season, and then halfway through, you just kind of stopped caring. Like, it needed to be a few episodes shorter.
Yes.
The soundtracks, like, the music for this show was ridiculous. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was too long. It could have easily been, you could have cut out 3 to 4 episodes, and it would have been much better.
It's two seasons, and it was too long.
Yeah. Well,
they dragged the story.
It's the story arc.
Yeah, I heard that the show was slow moving, but it was really well done, at least first season. season.
First season, yes.
And then when the second season came out, it seemed like everyone who loved it the first year were just like, not feeling it this season.
Yeah, the thing is they, you know, they want you to watch X amount of hours of something, so they drag stuff out. Whatever their algorithms are, because Luke Cage could have been a great miniseries or a great 6 to 8 episode season for both of them, and I would have enjoyed it. Because there was stuff I go, all right, this is a cool scene. I love some of these scenes. I love the character. And, you know, I didn't care. I honestly felt that way about almost every Marvel series on Netflix. Daredevil could have been trimmed, and Jessica Jones could have been trimmed. A lot of these shows could be trimmed. And, of course, Iron Fist could have just been thrown in the trash.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that one.
You know, but all of them, even the Punisher, you go, okay, really? You know, and I would say the Punisher, at least out of all of them, was the best at being dragged out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love the one Craig said. It took a season for Luke to finally find some sense of certainty, for better or for worse. The next step of his journey may be the most fascinating. And it sounds like it wasn't.
No.
Nope.
No, really. Glow's gone. I guess, did it have 4 seasons or is it about to have a 4th season?
Oh, crap, dude. Honestly, the first season was so damn good. The second season, I watched it. By the time the 3rd season came along, I was just like, I'm done. Like it should have just been one and done, in my opinion.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I think that, you know, the Brits are onto something. Mm-hmm. But we like to milk everything for there is. Now, on the other side of it, though, you take a look at a show like The Office or a show like, oh my gosh, the Showtime show, Rev, that we watch with
Shameless.
Shameless, thank you.
Ugh.
Thank you, Steve. But those have had they had a ton of seasons where their British counterparts did not.
Yeah, and I was trying to go back and watch Shameless. We're trying to get through season 9 to get ready for season 10.
And?
I can't, man. They're horrible trash people, and I just can't deal with horrible trash people right now when there's so many horrible trash people in real life.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Like Tiger King.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I can't watch Tiger King. And these people, I mean, it's scripted, but it's still, these are just Tiger King trash people. I hate it. I hate Frank so much. I hate him with this, the fury of,
Yeah. One texter says, Santa Clarita Diet. That's one of those Netflix shows that was canceled, but now, due to popular demand, it's coming back for a 3rd season.
But it's supposedly going to be canceled after that 3rd season. It's on this list. So 3 seasons is it.
It's like, fine, we'll give you one more season, but then leave us alone.
That's a good one, too, if you want to see Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant try to deal with being zombies.
I feel like that was also stretched out.
No.
No.
Really?
Not at all.
Because I lost interest after the first 5 episodes. I thought they were a little too slow for me.
Oh, I'd love it.
I mean, I like the concept, and I like them together. It just had the Netflix problem for me. It's like, I feel like if they would just trim these episodes a little bit, I'd like it more.
Oh, see, I love every little aspect of it. I love Timothy Olyphant just because you see him in stuff like Justified and like Deadwood, where he's kind of this hard-edged man of the law sort of thing. And he's literally just like the super positive, like, Ward Cleaver dad. Like, he's always happy. He's always trying to find the positive things. And he's just trying to figure out how to deal with his wife who has to eat flesh. And it's so funny.
Yeah, it really is.
I like the description on Netflix. They say it's an ordinary husband and wife realtors until she undergoes a dramatic change that sends them down a road of death and destruction in a good way.
It's a positive family show with the cannibalism.
Yeah, that's all. That's all it is. Eddie Vedder, you know that guy.
Heard of him.
Yeah, I guess he did something pretty amazing out on Lake Washington, and people are saying it is the most impressive thing that they've ever seen a rock star do. What did Eddie do? I'll tell you at 7:17, or maybe 7:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I'm very confused by Eddie Vedder. I guess he's just a super baseball fan.
Living the good life, baby.
Yeah, because I'm watching that video you got there, Steven. Yes. It looks like he's wearing a Red Sox hat.
And he's wearing not a hat, a helmet, because he's out on the water. He needs to be safe, so he's got a Red Sox helmet on.
I know he's a Cubs fan.
Yep.
Of course, you know, I think he's got a little love for the Mariners, too.
Well, I'm like that with hockey, where I'll wear other teams' apparel because I just love hockey.
Yeah, I can
as long
see
as it's
that.
Not a rival. Like, I'm not going to wear like a New Jersey Devils rival, but I'll rock like, you know, a Predators shirt or a Vegas Golden Knights hat.
I do have a theory because it turns out that he's friends with Theo Epstein. I mean, friends enough that Theo just challenged him. And the reason I bring up Theo is because he's the guy that runs the Cubs, but he also was the one that brought a World Series win to Boston. Actually, brought a World Series win to the Cubs. Long suffering. Theo Epstein's actually a GM that apparently makes miracles.
When is he coming to the Mariners?
That's what we need. Come on,
that should be the challenge. Eddie should challenge Theo to leave the Cubs and join the Mariners so that we can win a World Series.
Well, since Eddie was challenged by Theo, I support you 100%.
Nice.
And what Theo Epstein did, there's a thing called Trick Shot for Snowy. It's a challenge for Calgary Flames assistant general manager Chris Snow, who's battling ALS right now.
Yeah.
And so they're, you know, challenging people to do videos to help raise awareness and raise money, obviously. And Eddie was challenged to basically what he did to take up this challenge is he hit a baseball thrown from a speeding boat while he was surfing.
He's like on like a boogie board or like a wakeboard or something, and he's just there surfing outside and behind the boat and with a bat in hand,
which is insane that, you know, he's able to hit the ball and he's able to keep his balance and stay on the surfboard. It is an incredible feat. You can check out
seen the video of this.
Yeah, this is insane.
Yeah, he hits it and then stays up and then only falls down when he decides to.
Yeah, he's surfing the wake
is
of the boat.
I-90 behind him or 520? I can't tell.
He's on Lake Washington. It's one of the bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah. And that's just crazy.
Yeah.
That is. If you haven't seen the video, check it out on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Eddie's in great shape. And he's, you know, he's a couple of years younger than me, but he's not that much younger than me. And he looks like he is probably like 20 years younger.
Well, like Kim said on Facebook, damn, Eddie, you're like a fine wine. You get sexier with age.
It's true.
I don't know if she said it like that, but that's how I picture it.
That's how I would say it if I were her. Yeah, he's impressive. And so if you haven't, here's Eddie. He's on Lake Washington talking about this whole thing.
Hey there, it's Ed Vedder. I'm out in the water here in Seattle. Called out by a great guy, Theo Epstein, on behalf of ALS and another great guy. So here we go for the Snowy Strong ALS Trick Shot Challenge. And I'm going to call out Jeff Amon, because I know he's got a trick or two up his sleeve. And one more guy, Chris Chelios.
You know what's hysterical?
So laid back.
You know what's hysterical?
Shaka.
I love Eddie because he says the names of these people like they're just dudes. But if you know, I mean, you know hockey, so you know Chelios.
Chris Chelios is one of the greatest.
Yeah. And of
great
course,
defenseman.
And Jeff Amon, we know.
Bases
and of course,
Pearl Jam.
And of course, Theo Epstein, anybody who's a baseball fan, I mean, you know Theo Epstein. So it's hysterical. It's like, yeah, so this guy.
Some other dude and this other guy. Yeah, Jeff Amon's a big basketball guy. So if he's going to do it, I'd imagine he's going to do some kind of trick shot with the basketball.
I think that may be what Eddie's referring to.
Yeah, Chelios, I mean, I got to imagine something hockey related.
You think? I don't know. What does he know about hockey? Yeah. That is, I have to tell you, man, it is impressive. If you haven't seen Eddie hit a baseball while it's being pitched to him, while he's surfing behind a boat, and then he stays up on the surfboard riding the wake of the boat while he hits this baseball, it is pretty damn impressive.
While wearing a Boston Red Sox helmet, which I think is the most difficult part to do.
Yeah, that's really, it's a challenge, no doubt about it. That's a big part of the challenge.
How about the, like...
What's that?
I was going to say, how about like you're like on I-90 and you're like seeing who's this whack job out there with a baseball bat and a helmet on trying to hit a baseball?
I know.
Not realizing it's Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
You know, I'm going to think now every time I see somebody doing something weird.
It's Eddie Vedder.
It's got to be Eddie. Yeah, it's got to be.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So yeah, check out this video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It is damn impressive. Eddie Vedder hitting a baseball thrown from a speeding boat while he was surfing.
There's some guy outside the South Hill Mall every day when I go home, and he's just dancing and grooving and feeling the music.
You know who it is?
It's Eddie Vedder.
It's Eddie Vedder.
Yeah. Now I know.
Oh, Eddie. And you know what? It does sound like he's just you know, hey, here's a good idea. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, a couple of this, a couple of that, and now I'm going to, here's a good idea.
Hang loose, bro.
Yeah. Based on this, that Eddie, you know, was basically hitting a baseball thrown from a speeding boat while he was surfing. Pretty amazing. We want to know, man, what is the most impressive thing that you or someone you know has ever done? Because that's impressive. It might be the most impressive thing they've ever done. All right. Anyway, we want to know the most impressive thing you've ever done. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. If you haven't seen the video of Eddie Vedder, just check it out on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, because Eddie hit a baseball thrown from a speeding boat while he was surfing and stayed up on the surfboard. So it's an amazing, amazing trick shot that he did for an ALS challenge.
Up until today, I thought the most impressive thing he's done is write the song Present Tense, but now it's clearly hitting a baseball while surfing on Lake Washington.
I can't argue, Steve.
Yeah.
It is an amazing feat, and we're wondering, how about you? What is the most impressive thing that you or someone you know has ever done? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This story is crazy. I kind of want to see a picture of this dude's legs.
Okay.
You understand why when I say this. Back in high school, I focused on my legs when I was in gym class. I ended up being able to leg press 2,000 pounds. We didn't have enough weights in the class, so people sat on top of the machine, and I'd pick them up as well. Because of this, I ended up picking up part of a Volkswagen Bug.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
Right?
That is impressive.
Man.
Huh.
I just because I have some friends that are like in the fitness world or bodybuilder, wrestling and stuff, whenever they post a picture of themselves and they're in incredible shape, some loser that clearly doesn't ever go to the gym will be like, looks like you skip leg day, because their legs like maybe aren't like just massive things. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's like someone wants to always nitpick something. I wonder if this person's ever had to deal with that, or is it like, look like you skipped upper body day? You know what I mean? Like, no matter how good someone looks or how in shape someone is, someone who's not in good shape wants to crap on them.
Is that a thing called the internet?
Yeah.
I think it's a thing called the internet. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the most impressive thing that you or someone you know has ever done?
Back when I worked at a barbecue restaurant, the back of the house guys were a riot. They would always bring in weird stuff to eat. And one time they brought ghost pepper hot sauce.
Okay.
For all of us to just try.
That's hot S.
Oh, yeah. So, like, our manager tried, like, literally a tiny dot and was coughing and wheezing. And in comes Manny, the dishwasher, just takes a spoonful of it. Nothing. Just would eat it like, oh, what's the big deal? We just eat it and have no problem.
Isn't that funny how some people can handle hot, like, it's not a problem at all?
Right, but this thing would probably, like, give you, like, a burn on your hand if you let it.
See,
like,
this is why I think it's really cool if other people talk about your, like, most impressive accomplishments, because sometimes you're too close to it. You don't realize that, no, dude, you don't understand. Nobody can do what you just did.
Yeah, everyone's crying and you're just eating it like it's a lollipop.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's a guy who's from Seattle but wrestles in AEW, Darby Allin, and he just posted a video of him at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he just decided for funsies, because he's extreme, he does crazy stuff, he drank an entire cup of the Blazing Wing sauce in 1 minute.
Oh, geez.
Just sat there, and in a minute, it's on his Twitter page, and he's just drinking it. Not making any sounds.
I've got acid reflux, and so I'm imagining he is just destroying every part of it.
That's giving me acid reflux just thinking about it.
Burn two ways.
And it's not like a small cup. It's a decent-sized cup, and he finishes it.
Yeah, he does.
The best part is Buffalo Wild Wings responded to him, so it wrote, OMG, man. And then they even wrote something to the point of like, well, stop, don't do that.
Please stop.
Don't do that, sir. No, don't do that.
I wonder if the waitress who gave him the cup got in trouble. Like, don't give cups out of
like, stop doing
sauce.
That.
Yeah.
New policy.
I love that whoever ran their Twitter's like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, of course it is. I don't know what's in my head of a person that just goes, I'm going to do this and I can do this. Because my brain would never let me do anything like this.
Well, it's for attention. I mean, you know, obviously you got 25,000 views on this.
You still have to endure it, though.
No.
You know what I mean? I want all the attention in the world, Steve, but I don't think my brain would still let me do it.
It's just funny because there's his girlfriend, Priscilla Kelly. She's just watching him, filming him as well with pride.
Oh, yeah. Her hair is
awesome.
Her hair is the same color as what he was drinking.
Yeah, it's like this bright orange.
All right, I can see
that's
why.
Scary.
Yeah, that's just wow, dude.
It's a great video.
That guy's hardcore. He is very, very hardcore. That's
the guy who's filming is just like, say something. You're not saying anything. He's just still doing
it. I'm busy trying not to basically cough up every internal organ that I have. Leave me alone.
Absolutely.
All right, that's impressive. I'll give him that.
All right, how about this one? I work at a gas station. I got through the entire week without wanting to punch someone in the face for being rude about the face mask stuff.
There we go. Good job.
That is probably the most impressive thing this week.
Yeah.
I saw someone have a meltdown yesterday. I almost forgot about it.
Why were you recording it? You recorded the other day with no meltdown. You were there and there was none. Now you finally had one.
It happened way too fast.
Ah, damn it.
I'm in the gas station, possibly getting one of those delicious caramel cookies that I've heard about.
Okay, these are rumors. We can't confirm.
A line, some people behind me, someone walks in. You know, anyone who walks in without a mask, they're like, hey, please put a mask on. It's just we have to tell you. That's businesses have to tell you. Put a mask on. And I've seen a couple people come in without a mask. I'm like, oh, my bad. And they pull out their mask or they wanted to see if they could get away without wearing it. And then they just put it on. This guy just snaps. And it was quick, though. He's like, put a mask on. And then nothing. Sir, can you please put a mask on? He goes, I just got out of heart surgery. I'd like to, but I can't. And I'm like, man, that was a rather aggressive answer.
Yeah, and you just got out of heart surgery, and the first thing you want to do is go to a convenience store. Apparently that's that important, huh?
Yeah, I think like a bunch of unhealthy food. Like, the guy did not look like he got out of heart surgery.
Yeah, it looks like he could probably use some heart surgery.
Whoever was working behind the counter is just like, all right. So I get back into my car, and I look at this guy. I'm like, dude, really? You had to be that? Like, if you got out of heart surgery, are you that angry at them for just...
Yeah, you're kind of really defeating the purpose of the heart surgery.
Right, and you could have just been like, I wish I could. I'm sorry I can't right now because of a medical condition. You could be polite about it if you were genuinely... I question if you were telling the truth. And of course, I get on my phone just to see out of curiosity, and I'm no doctor, but like I Google things.
Oh, did you? What'd you find out?
And I said, and it seems like one of the main things you have to do after you get heart surgery is wear a mask for a while.
Oh, is that really true?
Not because of COVID stuff, but because of just...
Your immune system's still compromised with all of that stuff.
His excuse actually worked against him.
Yeah. Sir, I think to actually know that's
paging
not
Dr.
how
Steve.
It works.
Dr. Steve, can you talk to this patient?
Steve, I got a little problem.
But I'm no doctor.
Are you sure?
No.
Because I feel like the fact that you Googled that answer qualifies you as at least an internet doctor.
Wow. Internet doctor.
Yeah, people are crazy, man. They're losing their minds.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it was just like a real, like, it was an unnecessary clapback at the employee.
That's why I consider the most impressive thing I can do is not lose my mind at people, because that's my default. I lose my mind over everything. So during this time, to not lose my mind is pretty impressive, because when it's normally good, like everything is normal, no COVID, I lose my mind.
Yeah.
So in this particular instance where everybody's high anxiety, I mean, I would have a reason to lose my mind because this is lose your mind time. And so every time I don't, I look in the mirror and go, dude, you got to pat yourself on the back.
Good job.
Yeah, seriously. I have to remind myself, dude, because you are a mind-losing guy. And today you went, you know, it's like that little thing you put the sign up in with like those workplaces where you have accidents.
We've got X amount of days without an incident.
Exactly. Yeah.
How long have you gotten?
I've done pretty well. Yesterday was a tough one for me, but I had a 3-hour therapy session, so that helped.
Wow.
You should have brought the guy from the gas station with you. Sounds like he needs some therapy sessions he flipped out on the poor cashier.
He does because, I mean, you know, you're yelling at another regular person. It's like, if you're mad at anybody, you're probably mad at the people who make the rules. That person behind the counter making maybe minimum wage, they did not make the rules, but unfortunately they have the sad job of having to enforce them.
And that lady, she just had that sound in her voice like, all right. Like, she's just like, I don't need this right now, sir.
That's way above her pay grade.
It's just stupid.
Like, okay, you know what? My boss can't fire me. I told you to wear a mask. Do what you want.
All right.
I mean, whatever.
I'm glad you're alive, sir.
Yeah.
Best of luck with that heart surgery.
Yeah, jeez, I hope you pull through, sir.
I'd like to, but I just had heart surgery.
Just did, huh? Wow, man.
Okay, dude.
Enjoy your Twinkie.
Yeah.
Right? And your case of beer.
Yeah. Mr. Johnson, yes, we just finished your heart surgery. Good, take me to Jackson's now.
It's like the lady who flipped out at the dentist's office. She went to go get a cleaning and she didn't want to wear a mask. And she's like, I spoke to my attorney before I came here and I can wear I don't have to wear a mask. And everyone in the comments is like, who talks to their attorney before going to a dentist?
Oh, I do all the time because I got to make sure they go for the right cavity, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, thank you.
I just want my teeth cleaned. They're like, well, if you put a mask on, we'll clean them. Like while you're waiting in the lobby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if you tell me I can wear a mask at the dentist, that means they're getting nowhere near my mouth with that horrible equipment. I will wear a mask all the time.
Girl. Right.
So are we done? Are you cleaning my teeth? What do you got to figure it out, lady? I am free from you.
Gosh, I know.
People are just like, that's why, seriously, when you are that person, maybe you should go talk to somebody. You know, maybe you got deeper issues because your punishments do not fit whatever crimes you think are happening.
Maybe you're just not the type of person that should be going in stores right now. You know?
No, they're not the type of person that should be going anywhere.
Just order things on Amazon and just stay away from public settings because you're not handling things very well,
sir. Wait about maybe a minute after the doorbell is rung because we don't want you interacting with the Amazon delivery person either because we don't think you can handle that either. So just... Hey, today is Almost Famous Friday. What we're doing is we're playing the bands that could have and should have been, but instead we're just only almost famous. And don't forget to check out the Origins podcast, Almost Famous Turns 20. It's on radio.com. You can get it on the radio.com app. And Steve, what do we got about this band that was almost famous but didn't quite make it?
This is definitely one of those definitions of a one-hit wonder. They had a big hit. It was like all over MTV, and then they just disappeared. And then they came back and almost kind of became like a Seattle band in a roundabout way because they worked with a Seattle label, the same label that was like putting out the early Death Cab for Cutie stuff, Barsook Records. It's a band called Not a Surf, and they have a cool acoustic folky vibe recently, but before when they first started, they were like this really weird Weezer-like rock band. And in fact, their first record got produced by Rick Ocasek from The Cars.
That makes sense.
And you'll kind of notice that vibe with this song. This is off of their first record. It's a song called Popular. The music video is awesome.
Yes.
The way he delivers the lyrics or the vocals in the verses, he's almost like talking them out. And then all of a sudden when the chorus kicks in, it's just like, this is like alt-rock 90s. Revisited again.
And they were almost famous. Yep. This is Not a Surf on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.